This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Money wise, be wise.
Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast, our roundup of the stock market action this week and also what to expect in the week ahead. I am Nazim Khan and with me is Santosh Nair, editor of Money Control. Hello Santosh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nazim.
So Santosh, how was the market action this week?
Well, Nazim, it was a fairly volatile week, just as the way it has been over the last couple of weeks now. Steep falls and then some good recovery towards the end of the week. So net-net, the indices are around the same levels. However, the overall sentiment, the undertone is quite weak.
Yeah, so talking about sentiment, we can see that there is quite some volatility in the mid-cap or the, you know, the broader market. So what is happening there?
So, Nazim, so far, much of the worries were largely domestic in nature. The economy has been slowing down. Most industries are under stress. But what has changed over the last couple of weeks, or almost, I would say, about a month, is that slowly the news flow from the global markets is turning bad. And in particular, over the last couple of weeks, the chatter about probably the global economy tipping into a recession has been getting louder. We are seeing a shift of global money moving into safe assets like gold, whereas there's been huge sell-offs in the major global markets, equity markets. It was assumed that probably when investors are pulling out of some of the developed markets, that money would come into emerging markets like India for one. But there's also a very strong school of thought that in general, investors are getting risk averse. So it's not necessary that that money does come into emerging markets like India. So what we've been seeing here is that already foreign investors have been quite negative ever since the budget, following the imposition of the surcharge on income tax, which was announced in the budget. They were waiting for some clarification on that. That has not come in so far. So they were anyway selling. And even otherwise, globally also, the mood has become very risk averse. So India too is hurting from that trend. You're seeing a steady outflow of foreign money. The only consolation here at this point is that you're seeing fairly good amount of money coming into domestic mutual funds. Particularly if you look at the systematic investment plans, they continue to receive good money. Close to about 8,000 crore odd crore is coming every month. So that is somewhat supporting the market. But otherwise, you're not seeing money coming in from any of the high net worth individual who used to invest in stocks directly. Most portfolio management schemes are still deep in the red. So you're not seeing lump sum investments come either into mutual funds also. So some of the investors who had invested money through SIPs, they continue to put in money. But many investors who would invest lump sum, as well as many HNI investors who would put money lump sum, that has not been happening for some time now.
Okay, so that is a very interesting point, Santosh, that you made. When we talk about SIPs, we have seen that retail investments can tend to be very jittery sometimes. But this time it seems to be defying the trend, because a lot of investors would be seeing red on their portfolio for a period of more than a year. So what do you think explains this? Has investor behavior changed?
Well, a lot of accounts are still getting closed if you look at it. But I think many investors are also coming into the market. They probably feel that this is a good level to be getting into the market. If you look at many of the schemes, they are now almost negative on a trailing 2-year basis. So if you are an existing investor, probably you would think that, you know, it makes no sense to pull out at this point. Might as well put in some money now and stay with it so that I can get the benefit of lower prices. At the same time, you would also be seeing a lot of investors who see this as an attractive level for the market and probably are getting in. So I think, yes, there is some bit of maturity as far as the domestic investor is concerned. Clearly, that is reflecting in the amount that is coming through SIPs. But on the whole, you know, the big traders, big investors, you know, the kind of aggressive investments they used to make till some months back or about a year back, that is not really happening in a big way. And also you're seeing foreign funds pull out money, so that these factors are weighing on the market. So while you're seeing some kind of bounce back in the market now, that is, as many brokers have been saying, some of this bounce back also have to do with derivative strategies. Often when particular investors, typically the foreign investors, they may be long on one asset class, that is derivatives, and they may be short on the cash market. When they reverse their positions, probably you see some kind of a bounce back. So often some of these recoveries are very short-term, very fleeting in nature. The sentiment, as I said, is quite weak at this point.
So what do you think will need for the sentiment to change?
Probably prices have to stabilize somewhere. What you've been seeing even after these bounce backs is that prices then tend to slip even deeper, mm-hmm. which means that none of the recoveries so far has been a sustainable one. So clearly, investors need to see that, okay, this is somewhere where the prices have stabilized and the downside may not be too much. It can't be that I invest something and still I see another 10% in depreciation. So while mid-cap stocks have fallen quite sharply over the last year or so, what happens is every time there is selling pressure in the frontline stocks, mid-cap mm-hmm. stocks too tend to get hurt. So it's not as if the selling in mid-cap is completely over. So when sentiment for the top-line stocks change, as we have seen some big sell-offs in some of the major Nifty names in the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. Mid-cap stocks also tend to get hurt. So the confidence simply isn't there. And the news flow continues to remain negative. And right now, there are no indications that things are probably bottomed out. If anything, there's only growing murmur about recession in US, in the global economy. So all these factors are making investors quite nervous. And until there is some change, you may not see investors come back in a big way. They'll clearly be cautious. You may see some investors put in money here and there, some bit of value buying because some stocks have fallen really sharply. But otherwise, a sustained recovery at this point looks to be some way off.
Even in India, there have been signs of a clear economic slowdown. And the government is not being seen as acting too much. Recently, there was a meeting with the finance ministry and the auto industry. So are there any specific steps that the government needs to take or is expected of it?
Well, you're right on that count, Nazim. A lot of people are comparing this round of downturn with the one that we last seen in 2008-2009, immediately after the global financial crisis. Now, the big difference between then and now is that back then it was more of a global problem. Mm-hmm. The domestic economy's fundamentals were quite strong. But right now, you've got very weak fundamentals, both at the domestic level, as well as you've got bad news pouring in from global markets. Now, yes, what people in the market are saying is that we want to hear some words of reassurance from the government. We want to get a feeling that the government is in control of things, which doesn't seem to be the case right now. Now, a couple of weeks back, the market had bounced back because there was talk that the government may relax the surcharge it had imposed on foreign portfolio investors. Now, that has not come through. Mm-hmm. So every now and then there's some talk, market rallies, and after that the rally just fizzles out. Similarly, there's also been talk that the government might announce some kind of a stimulus package.
Okay.
That's been the talk for the last few weeks now. Even that has not materialized so far. So you've not seen any strong comments coming from the government, and I think that is something that's also worrying the market.
Sure. So just to wrap up, what are the key events that took place this week, and what should we expect, what should we look forward to next week?
So one of the key events this week was Reliance announcing that there was a clear roadmap to become a net zero debt company by March 2021. Now, the Reliance stock rallied about 10% the following day, and but for that strength that we saw on Reliance that day, maybe the Sensex would have fallen almost 1,000 points because the market was still down. Hmm. So selectively, you're seeing some pockets of strength in the market. Otherwise, overall, the news flow has not been all that great. Yes Bank has now, Yes Bank has raised about 1,930 crore via its qualified institutional placement. It's done that at 83.55 rupees a share. Now, that's a price much below what it would have liked to. But mm-hmm. at least that gives it some breathing space. Now, there's also talk that it may, now that its capital adequacy ratios has improved, probably it may go in for another round of funding very soon. But the problem is more for state-owned banks, which are also in need of capital, but they're finding it hard to raise capital at this point. Moody's downgraded India Bulls Housing Finance long-term corporate rating to BA2 from BA1, and it has changed its outlook to negative from stable. There's production cuts at most of the automobile companies. Mm-hmm. Sales numbers are not all that great. Some relief on inflation. CPI retail inflation for July was at 3.15, slight dip from 3.18% in June. WPI inflation has also slipped for the third consecutive month. Now, falling inflation at a time when economic growth is quite weak is also not all that great news, in the sense that it just seemed to reflect the slowdown in the economy. So you could look at it either ways. On the monetary policy side, there has been effort to lower the cost of credit in the economy. Mm-hmm. But that also has its limitations, because what is happening is that banks are very worried about lending. Many of the small businesses are in trouble at the moment because they've already borrowed to their maximum capacity, so they are unable to get fresh loans. So these are very realistic problems. Just access to credit is a bigger problem at this point in time. It's not so much about the cost of credit.
Sure. The auto companies continue to remain quite troubled. So if one could put it this way, that it may not be a good time to buy an auto stock, but probably a good time to buy a car.
Definitely. I would say that if you're looking to own an automobile, I mean, this is your chance. You'll probably get a very good deal, because we are reading about most of these auto companies offering hefty discounts. So maybe, yeah, Nazim, you put it rightly. It's time to buy a car, not necessarily an auto stock.
All right. Thanks. Thanks so much, Santosh, for joining.
Thank you, Nazim. It was a pleasure.
With that, it's a wrap on the Market Podcast this week. For more news, views, and updates, log on to Money Control.